We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
98.7 and 1330 KNSS. Wichita's number one talk.
Good morning, 8 o'clock. This is the KNSS Morning News with Steve and Ted. I'm Steve McIntosh. Wichita man dead after car crash in North Wichita. We've got the story.
Homeless man and woman shot by another homeless man in downtown Wichita. I'm Ted Woodward. Those details just ahead.
I'm KNSS meteorologist Ann Holliday. Yesterday, we got to 80 for the high in Wichita. It's going to be cooler today with the passing of a frontal boundary. Our full forecast up in just a few minutes.
House lawmakers looking into possibly impeaching the president are nowhere near done with depositions and subpoenas for the week.
A packed schedule for three House committees conducting the impeachment inquiry of President Trump. Coming up today, lawmakers from the House Intel, Foreign Affairs, and Oversight Committees want to hear from Deputy Assistant Secretary of State George Kent. And the Pentagon and Office of Management and Budget are due to hand over subpoena documents today. On Wednesday, they reportedly want to hear from Michael McKinley, who last week resigned as a top aide to the Secretary of State. It's not clear if anyone's going to talk since President Trump has said his administration is not going to cooperate with the investigation. In Washington, Joel Nato, Fox News.
A Wichita man is dead following a crash in North Wichita Monday night on northbound I-135 near 21st Street. Highway Patrol troopers say the driver of a Cadillac lost control around a curb, spinning sideways before going into a ditch and striking a light pole. 49-year-old LaShawn Harding died at the scene.
And an accident claiming the life of a student at Northwest High School and injuring three others.
It happened just before 1 Monday afternoon at Central and Socorro, east of Tyler Road. Police Officer Charlie Davidson says investigators are working to piece together what happened.
We do know that one car was eastbound turning north and the second one was westbound, and they collided there in the intersection.
Officer Davidson says an 85-year-old man was driving an SUV while a 16-year-old boy was driving the car with two other West High students inside. The teen who died was a passenger in the car. The other two teens were transported to an area hospital with serious but not life-threatening injuries. The driver of the SUV was also taken to the hospital with minor injuries. Dan O'Neill, KNSS News.
And yet another fatal accident. 21-year-old Natalie Ibarra, a passenger in a Mazda 6, was ejected from the vehicle and killed in a traffic accident in North Wichita. Police Officer Charlie Davidson says this happened early Sunday at 26th and Market.
The driver and Ibarra were traveling north on Market when their vehicle left the road, struck a utility pole, and overturned. At this time, alcohol and speed are being investigated as possible factors involved in this accident.
The driver, a 22-year-old man, hospitalized with serious injuries. He has since been released.
A woman was injured in a shooting in southeast Wichita last evening while a group of people were at a park near Lincoln and Hillside. Police say a fight broke out. Multiple gunshots were fired. A woman was hospitalized. She is expected to recover. No arrests have been made.
A homeless woman and a homeless man shot in downtown Wichita, leading police to arrest another homeless person, 45-year-old Dexter Solomon. Sunday morning, a bicyclist found a 33-year-old woman and a 50-year-old man lying on the sidewalk, suffering from gunshot wounds near Broadway and Lewis. Police Captain Brent Allred says about this time, Solomon began to call 911. His underage daughter out of town and a local television station telling them about his involvement with the shooting and that he believed the victims were working for what he called the cartel.
Officers located Solomon in the 900 block of South Market and arrested him without incident. The handgun was also located and recovered in the backyard on Market. Solomon was experiencing what we believe to be a mental health crisis, possibly induced by narcotics. It could be related to methamphetamines.
The male shooting victim suffered 5 gunshot wounds. He was treated and released from a hospital. The female was shot once in the back. She was hospitalized in extremely critical condition. Suspect was booked into jail for 2 counts of attempted murder and possession of a firearm by a felon.
Former police officer Aaron Dean is in custody for shooting and killing a black woman in her home Saturday. The victim, 28-year-old Atiana Jefferson, was playing video games with her nephew when a neighbor saw that their house door was open and called police to do a welfare check. Fort Worth, Texas Police Sergeant Chris Daniels says the investigation is ongoing.
Our department has been working closely with the Tarrant County District Attorney's Office. Our major case unit and internal affairs units are continuing to work diligently to complete the criminal administrative investigations into this matter.
Dean was arrested yesterday on murder charges.
KNSS News Time now, 8:06, 6 minutes past 8 o'clock.
We will take a look at one team that is buzzing through the baseball playoffs. We'll have highlights coming up in sports.
A woman claims she is out of a job over a viral video of frozen mac and cheese. That story coming up on the KNSS Morning News with Steve and Ted. The KNSS Morning News with Steve and Ted now, 8:10, 10 minutes past 8 o'clock. A new leak about closed-door testimony from Fiona Hill, who once served the Trump administration as Senior Director for Russian and Eurasian Affairs.
Former National Security Advisor John Bolton was reportedly so concerned about possible efforts to pressure Ukraine for political help that he told Fiona Hill to notify White House lawyers. According to the New York Times, Bolton said, quote, Giuliani's a hand grenade who's going to blow everybody up. Hill is the former Senior Director for Russian and Eurasian Affairs who spent 10 hours in closed-door testimony Monday telling lawmakers that she confronted top Trump administration officials about the activities of President Trump's attorney, Rudy Giuliani. But Giuliani denies any wrongdoing, telling Fox News his contact with Ukrainian officials was set up with the State Department. In Washington, Sean Langell, Fox News.
As the number of paramedics injured on the job increases, they're taking steps to protect themselves.
Paramedics across the U.S. are going to extraordinary lengths to keep themselves from getting seriously injured on the job. Some are wearing bulletproof vests while others are learning self-defense. It comes as the number of assaults on EMTs continues to rise, making it 22 times more dangerous than the average job in America. Here's former New York paramedic and researcher Brian McGuire.
This is a huge problem. And it affects everything. You know, EMS personnel respond to about 32 million calls a year in the United States alone.
According to the Centers for Disease Control, in 2016, 3,500 paramedics were injured so seriously they had to receive hospital treatment. One paramedic was shot to death. In Seattle, Dan Springer, Fox News.
A woman claims she is out of a job over a viral video of frozen mac and cheese.
A former Panera Bread worker named Brianna Ramirez tweets she lost her job thanks to a TikTok video exposing the restaurant's frozen mac and cheese. A clip which features a man's voice laughing shows a worker dropping a plastic packet into a broiler, then cutting the pouch open to place the dish in a bowl. The woman who shared the clip gives a thumbs up wearing a Panera hat. Panera hasn't responded to the firing, but defends its mac and cheese, telling the Washington Post it's made off-site, calling the freezing necessary to avoid using preservatives that don't meet its standards. Kristen Goodwin, Fox News.
KNSS News Time now, 8:12, 12 minutes past 8 o'clock. Steve and Ted.
We have the report of a traffic accident, K-42 at 119th West. That's southwest of Schulte. Now, we had the initial report there that was an injury traffic accident. Good news on this one, there is no injury there. Traffic update from 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. I'm Jed Chambers.
And now the forecast with KNSS staff meteorologist Dan Holliday. Good morning, Dan.
Well, good morning. With a quiet start to the day, it is going to become breezy this afternoon. Temperatures near 60 at noontime, 66 for the high later on this afternoon. Clear and cool tonight. Our low drops to 39, and then sunny and not as windy on Wednesday with a high 62. I'm KNSS meteorologist Dan Holliday.
Now fog, mist, southwest wind at 8 miles per hour and 64 degrees. Steve and Ted in the morning on KNSS, and election day's coming up, November 5th. This is the last day to register to vote in the local elections across the state. With us this morning, Kansas Secretary of State Scott Schwab. Good morning, sir. Nice to have you with us.
Good morning, gentlemen. Thanks for having me on. I'm trying to get over the fact that that macaroni and cheese is frozen. My world has changed.
Yeah. Isn't that earth-shaking news? That is something. Listen, we got this constitutional amendment we're going to be voting on, right. And it's a little confusing, I think, to me at least. Can you tell us exactly what this is in Kansas, this amendment?
Yeah, let's try to simplify that for everybody. So back in the 80s, they changed the way they did redistricting and the way they let me use a smaller word in the morning, the way they put together their numbers after the census for state house and state school board redistricting. So what they did is it used to be towards the end of the decade, and they used the old ag census, which was created by the county. So what they decided to do was do it after the census and do get the numbers adjusted by finding out where college students wanted to be counted and military people wanted to be counted. Well, for our office to do that, that costs about $834,000 to do that. And last time it only changed about 13,000 voters about where they wanted to be counted. So rather than spend the $834,000 and go through 3 to 6 months of trying to track those people down, we're saying let's go back to what the Constitution was and strike that position, that provision, and go right back to just, hey, when you get the census numbers, give it to the legislature and let them start drawing districts.
All right, so my son was in the military for almost 25 years, and he was out of the country a lot. He still voted, but his vote would be here in Sedgwick County, his home county.
And that's where there's a lot of confusion. This doesn't affect where you're registered to vote. This is like a census. So the census counts where you are, not where you're registered to vote.
Okay.
So the census, you could, if you live most of your time in Douglas County, but you choose to vote in Meade, that doesn't change. You can still do that. It's just you're going to be counted where the census counts you, and we're not going to fiddle with the numbers at all and spend money to fiddle with those numbers.
Now, how are other states treating this? It sounds kind of weird to me. Are we the only ones doing this or what?
We are the only ones doing this. It's one of those, Sesame Street songs, which one of these is not like the other? We're the ones that aren't like any of the other states. We are the only state doing this.
Well, is there any political advantage for either the Republicans or the Democrats in how this is done, do you think?
No, really what it was the back in the 80s, there was a switch as they saw the migration of populations to more urban areas. They were afraid that the rural areas were going to lose representation. So they thought if they put this provision in there, it would slow that down. Well, it didn't. As a matter of fact, it actually had the opposite effect 10 years ago. More people that should have been counted in rural area decided they wanted to be counted in a metro area. So this is just another reason where the experiment didn't work. So let's just go back and do it like everybody else does it, and the feds have us do it for our U.S. congressional seats. You just get those U.S. census numbers, give them the legislature, and they're going to have a heck of a battle with a Republican legislature and a Democrat governor anyway. The sooner we can get those numbers to them, the quicker they can wrap up that argument.
We do have an election coming up. Got any predictions on turnout or anything like that?
Well, it's normally regional, and these local races are normally pretty low turnout, and that just normally tells you that most people are content with their school boards and what their city council is doing. Occasionally, if there's discontentment, obviously you're going to get more voter turnout, but next year's going to be the big one. That's the one we're planning on, obviously, a high voter turnout with a U.S. Senate seat open and a U.S. presidential election.
Yeah, those are always big. And yet, correct, those are sometimes, we look at it and say, those are the ones that will have less impact than our city council and our mayor vote,
And that's true. So, but I will say, what normally drives people to the ballot are the candidates. If you have a candidate that engages voters, that's what drives voters to the polls. But if people aren't engaging their voters, or if people are just content with the direction their city's going, a lot of times they don't, let's face it, if you're picking up the trash and you're plowing the snow on time, I'm content with my city.
Yeah, and I always feel like the vote for president a lot of time is a vote against somebody.
Often. That's your purview. That can go either way.
The middle on that one. But I'll tell you what, we're going to have you back and dedicate about 3 or 4 hours where you can explain the Electoral College to me, because I'm still kind of dumb on that one. But
well, I'll tell you what, this one's really, really easy.
Okay.
The Electoral College, think of it like the World Series. So you have the Royals versus St. Louis.
Okay.
St. Louis wins more games, or the Royals win more games, but St. Louis scores more runs. Well, the goal is to win more games, not score more runs, although you win more games by scoring more runs. The goal of the Electoral College is not to get more votes. It's to win the states.
Right. And there
and
you go.
You have to represent the states and not just the populous areas like Texas, L.A., New York, and Florida.
Right.
So the goal is to win the states. The World Series is not whoever scores the most runs. It's whoever wins 4 out of 7.
That's enough. Now, you've explained it to me, and I finally understand. I'm only nearly 70 years old. It's taken me a while, Scott. I'm a little slow.
Well, maybe we should put more money in that K-12.
But when you really, and if you reduce it to baseball, then I can understand it, right?
Hey, that's what we do.
Okay. So. Thanks for being with us. We appreciate it, sir.
Kansas, hey, thank you. Y'all have a great day.
Kansas Secretary of State Scott Schwab explaining that constitutional amendment did a pretty good job of it there, I felt.
Yeah, we should just have him do the sports.
There you go. Well,
he can explain the Cardinals and the Nationals to me.
818, Steve and Ted here on KNSS. It is time for sports with Ted Woodward. Ted?
Yep, game three of the National League pennant series between the Washington Nationals and the St. Louis Cardinals in the nation's capital last night. Nationals already up 2-0. Now it's 3-0. The Nationals starting pitching again dominant. The Cardinals rather hopeless right now on offense. The Nationals win it big. Steven Strasburg on the mound for the Nationals last night. You heard it on Sports Radio KFH.
On their feet here at Nationals Park, 43,675. And for Steven Strasburg, another gem. The kick, the 0-2. Swing and a miss. He struck him out. And Steven Strasburg finishes with a flourish.
The Nationals win the game 8-1. Washington now up 3-0 on the Cardinals and just one win away from the World Series. The Nationals' three starting pitchers in this series have a 0.00 earned run average. All three starters have not given up a run yet to the Cardinals.
Doesn't get any better than that.
Yeah. Not good for the Cardinals. Now they have to win four in a row if they want to keep their season alive. Not giving up, says Cardinals manager Mike Shildt.
There is no concession speech being written. This is a team that can absolutely win four games in a row. Clearly, we have to start tomorrow, and we've got to get after it, you know, which we will, and we have. Anybody seen this team, you know, we're obviously clearly in a tough spot. There is precedent for it, but this team has created its own precedent this year a lot in a lot of things we've done throughout the course of this year. So take care of business tomorrow, and then who knows, right? And this group will fight, scratch, and claw, but we're going to figure out a way to win tomorrow.
Well, we'll see. Game four is tonight. If the Nationals win, they win the pennant. St. Louis in Washington tonight, 7 o'clock. And then you can listen to it live on Sports Radio KFH, 1240 AM, 97.5 FM. Prior to that one, we'll be over in the American League for game three for the pennant between the Houston Astros and the New York Yankees in the Bronx this afternoon. That best of seven is tied at one game apiece. Astros and the Yankees a little after 3 o'clock this afternoon, also on Sports Radio KFH. NASCAR racing in the playoffs yesterday. Of course, Sunday they got suspended in Talladega by rain, so they finished up the race yesterday afternoon. Ryan Blaney the winner. Kansas native Clint Bowyer won stage two of the race yesterday. That was good, but then the day did not end up well for Clint. He spun out with a bad tire with about 35 laps to go, and his car got stuck on the apron. Ugh. Bowyer is still in 11th place overall. You have to finish in the top eight by the end of next week's race in Kansas to advance to the next round of eight in the playoffs. Basically, Bowyer has to win at the Kansas Speedway on Sunday to move on to the next round. So,
finish first, right?
Yeah, you got to finish first at Kansas, pretty much. That's kind of the scenario, so we'll see if he can pull it off. But Bowyer right now is in 11th place. Only the top eight after this week will advance into the next round of the NASCAR playoffs. And a happy birthday today to former Kansas City Chiefs wide receiver Stephon Page is 58 years old today. A guy that played 9 years with the Chiefs back in the 80s and 90s. A guy that at one point in his Chiefs career caught at least one pass in 83 consecutive games.
Wow.
And that mark only got broken by a guy named Tony Gonzalez, who was in the Hall of Fame.
There you go.
Stephon Page, good wide receiver. He's 58 today. That's sports with Steve and Ted.
8:22 now. Keep it here for the Hannity Morning Minute. Sean says he's never been told what to say. That's coming up, Steve and Ted, on KNSS.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.